Jesus Christ, I just can't anymore with baby mama and Jackson Mahomes. I don't even remember this girl's last name, Brittany something. I could look it up, but I really don't care what her last name is because she should be irrelevant. The support of a woman can go a long way in helping a dude's career. And I'm not just talking about professional athletes, I'm talking about life in general. A woman's support, it's not necessarily required or needed for a man to succeed, but when you have it, when you have someone by your side that believes in you, sometimes they believe in you more than you believe in yourself, it can make a dude feel unstoppable. And the support I'm talking about is behind the scenes, picking you up when you're doubting yourself, being there to celebrate the big moments, or being there to put things into perspective when the chips are down. She doesn't take the spotlight away from you. She doesn't try to make herself the center of attention. What Patrick Mahomes' baby mama is doing is not support. It is attention-seeking behavior. And as predicted here on the channel, it's beginning to affect his public image. The NFL world is starting to turn on Patrick Mahomes through no fault of his own. This kid is one of the most likable players in the league. He's humble, stays out of trouble. We live in a digital world. Everything is recorded. I cannot think of one instance where Patrick Mahomes has embarrassed himself, embarrassed the Chiefs as an organization, or embarrassed Kansas City. He is everything that you want in a franchise quarterback. He checks every box. At 26 years old, his NFL career is already more accomplished than 95% of the people who have played this game. Yet, he handles his success with class. I couldn't have handled it this well at 26. My ego would have been the size of Russia. I can handle it now at 36, but there's no way at 26 years old I was mature enough to handle this level of success. Patrick Mahomes' maturity level is well beyond his years, but he has two major problems. His fiance, or his baby mama, and his dumbass brother. They have turned NFL fans against him, and the media is starting to take notice. Multiple articles were published over the weekend showing the disdain NFL fans have for Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs, all because of his fiance and his brother. Fans of the New England Patriots, the Buffalo Bills' biggest rival, they were pulling for the Bills just so Jackson Mahomes would go away. One dude said he wanted Jackson Mahomes' head on a pike rotting above the scoreboard. A couple of weeks ago, I believe it was week 18 when the Chiefs were in Denver, Jackson Mahomes and baby mama, they were on the sidelines again, prepping for another one of his feminine dancing videos where he twirls around like a ballerina, showing the world that he was indeed born the wrong gender. Jackson Mahomes constantly complains about the abuse that he receives online. Oh, he has so many haters. That day in Denver, he was heckled by a group of fans who were calling him homophobic slurs. Now, obviously that's wrong. It's unwarranted. People shouldn't be embarrassed by their sexual preference. They shouldn't have other people embarrass them over that. But I have very little sympathy for Jackson Mahomes. Baby mama, she tried to defend him in Denver, but she only made the situation worse. I don't have any sympathy for Jackson Mahomes because he brings it on himself. He's an agitator. He intentionally pisses people off for personal gain. I don't feel bad for people like that. If you continuously agitate a tiger, you poke him, you talk shit to him, you pour water on him to cool him off, then one day the tiger has enough and he kicks your ass, I don't feel bad for you. Don't come bitching and complaining about the tiger abusing you. Over the weekend, there were more instances of Brittany Mahomes, or whatever her last name is, and Jackson Mahomes acting like they belong. Actually, this time around, it was more the fiance than it was Jackson Mahomes. Check out this first video, filmed immediately after the Chiefs won Sunday night. There are a lot of people mad online that she was spraying champagne on complete strangers. Barstool actually called her out for it. Now, I understand it was a moment of celebration. Had I been in the crowd, and a little champagne dropped on me in the midst of a celebration, I wouldn't have cared. It wouldn't have bothered me. But I understand why some people are pissed off about this. A dad could have had his young son in the crowd and this broad's pouring alcohol all over him. I get it, but I didn't think this part was that big of a deal. My thing is, why does this woman feel the need to document her entire life on social media? Can't she just go to the game and just enjoy being there? Why does she feel the need to show off to everyone else? No one gives a shit. I said this before. The wives of NFL quarterbacks don't behave this way. Do you even know Ben Roethlisberger's wife's name? Brittany Brees, she never tried to steal the spotlight away from Drew Brees. She never used his notoriety to bring attention onto herself. Matter of fact, it was the complete opposite. Brittany Brees used the platform to help other people. Politicians have screwed up the city of New Orleans for decades now, while the Brees family has given hours of their time, millions of their own dollars to revive the city. These are NFL wives that support their husbands. Then you have Brittany Mahomes, or whatever the hell her name is, doing everything in her power to bring all the attention onto herself. Let me show you how delusional this chick is.
Tune in and say all those people that doubted us and hated on us and thought we were going to lose this day. Yes, again!
Here we are again with this woman thinking that she actually plays for the Chiefs. I thought that we were living in the era of proper pronouns. Hell, I guess I should say Brittany Mahomes uses proper pronouns because clearly she identifies as an NFL player for the Kansas City Chiefs. We, us, all the people who doubted us, we proved you wrong. How in the hell did you prove anybody wrong? I watched the entire game Sunday night. I don't remember hearing Tony Romo talk about how effective Brittany Mahomes was at running routes. I didn't see her make one damn play. If Jackson Mahomes and the fiance were legitimately excited and supportive of Patrick Mahomes and videos like this weren't a regular occurrence, it would be one thing. It wouldn't really be a big deal, but their antics are becoming a weekly embarrassment. Every week for the past month, two, maybe even 3 months, we have had to talk about the bullshit of Jackson Mahomes and Brittany baby mama. Remember this gem from back in October? Patrick Mahomes looks like he would rather be anywhere else. She tries to kiss him. He turns away. You saw at the end of the video, he throws his hand up like, what the fuck am I doing here? Why do I have to deal with this shit? We're already seeing overwhelming support for the Bengals this weekend. Suddenly, Cincinnati, one of the least popular teams in the NFL, at least on a national scale, suddenly the Bengals are America's team. People just want Jackson Mahomes and Patrick Mahomes' fiance to go away. I actually feel bad for Patrick Mahomes. I really do. Dude puts on an incredible performance Sunday night. One of the best games that I've ever seen in my 30 years watching the NFL. And he gets completely overshadowed by the antics of two dumbasses who have no discernible talent between them besides the talent to embarrass themselves and anyone that associates with them. All right, let me know what you guys think. Sound off in the comments below. Patreon link is in the description below. If you want to financially support the channel, head on over to Patreon and sign up. You can also support the channel by sharing this video. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. I've received a lot of emails from you guys over the last few days. I haven't had a chance to respond to all of them, but I will get to each one of them eventually. You can follow me on Twitter at kc_btl84. I'll see you guys later.